your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set. Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting live from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And although politicians wince when I say it, this is USAprepares.com. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares, USAprepares.com. So if you can't take notes, you can revisit USAprepares.com, download the podcasts. They're free from Genesis Communications Network. Converging threats are confronted by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dave is at the controls in Minnesota, snowed in Minnesota. And there are over 150 of us at USAprepares.com. And we're going to talk about economics. We're going to talk about systemic economic failures. All of them. All of them man-made and brought to you by people who are conspiring to harm us. With me today in the broadcast classroom is John Reagan. He's a U.S. Air Force officer, retired. Welcome, John Reagan.
Hey, this is your captain speaking. Today we're going to take a flight through the financial state of the Union, so fasten your seatbelts.
this is a class on horror, isn't it?
I want you to pay attention to the seat cushion that you're sitting on. And in case of a crash, I want you to know it will do you absolutely no good.
In case of a crash, did you say?
Yes.
Isn't that more of a certainty we are going to crash?
It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, we're going to crash. John Reagan, you and I have done a series of survival economic classes, economics 101, 102, 103, 104, 105. This is economics 106. So why don't we start the discussion with a recap of the financial state of the union, and let's just do the introduction and the background. We've got 2 hours for this class, and there's a lot of things that we need to cover. So why don't we start, for those new to the class, let's start with a recap introduction.
Okay. Like you said, I was an Air Force officer. I spent 8.5 years on active duty, and the last 2.5 years of that was at the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system, which was an above-top-secret assignment. And it was at that point that I was working on an MBA, and then years later, I was continuing to watch financial situation deteriorate. And I came across a news article where the president of the Dallas Fed said that our unfunded liabilities for the social insurance programs were about $55 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, our national debt, I think, was about $9 or $10 trillion, the good old days. And I realized $55 trillion is something that, we just can't take. So I started digging, and I kept on digging, and it's kind of like when you turn over a rock and you find these creepy crawlies underneath it. Mm-hmm. I just kept on finding these monsters all over the place. And it's not that the information that I present is classified. You just have to know where it is, and then you have to understand what it means and put it together and connect the dots. So the information I bring is primarily from U.S. government websites, and the Federal Reserve, and I also like to use U.S. debt clock while it's not the official numbers, it's as close as we can get to what the numbers are in real time.
Okay. Well, then, are you going to tell us about why we can't remember? The memory problem?
Yeah. Yeah,
or do you want to continue? Do you want to continue more with the... Okay.
I think it was the 25th anniversary of the landing on the moon, which happened in 1969. So the 25th anniversary would have been 1994. I remember a comment that said that about half the people that were alive in 1994 hadn't even been born when we landed on the moon in 1969. And since then, obviously, you know, people have gotten older. And we're at a point now where we have 50-year-olds that are too young to remember the last time we had real money in circulation. And when I mean real money, that was the silver coinage we had up through 1964. Mm-hmm. We have 70-year-olds that are too young to remember the austerity of the Depression and World War II. And we also have 100-year-olds that are too young to remember a United States before the Federal Reserve and the income tax. So with that memory problem, people just aren't old enough to remember what happened. And we have to take that look back in history, and that gives us a better picture of what's going on.
John, when, as you say this, it brings back to my memory the assassination of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy in 1963. And I remember very distinctly the news saying that the records will remain sealed as to what happened because it was so disturbing, so horrific, that the government would keep those records sealed for 75 years. Now, I actually may be alive, you know, if that's ever unsealed as they said it would be, what really happened to the president that was assassinated in 1963. So what you're saying is our memories are short, and with a few generations, a few decades, we don't remember. We don't remember because we weren't around. So when those records are unsealed about the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, just about everybody alive won't care. They won't care because it wasn't important. It didn't happen in their memory. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, it's history, and typically we don't learn very much from history.
We could.
It's kind of like the comments, you know, those that, you know, fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And mm-hmm. It looks like we're on the verge of that. Back roughly 100 years ago, the Federal Reserve was still quite young, and we still had a pretty strong dollar, which was backed by gold and silver. Well, then along came 1929. We had a stock market crash, which later on led into the Great Depression. And in 1933, FDR decided to confiscate everybody's gold. And at that point, Americans no longer had the ability to own gold. And it was that way until, I believe, sometime in the 1980s. And that was kind of like the first point where we lost control of our money. We then go to 1965. LBJ signed the Coinage Act that, while it didn't make the silver coinage illegal, it introduced the coins that we're used to today that are the sandwich coins that are made out of nickel and copper, and it didn't take very long for the silver coinage to disappear. Mm-hmm. And it was shortly after that that they decided to cancel the silver certificates, and they set an end date where you could trade those in for silver, as the obligation was. Interestingly, is when you start researching what's on the dollar bill. Today we see the obligatory clause saying this note is legal debt for all debts, public and private. And it's been that way since 1963. And what I found interesting is it's only about a couple of weeks before JFK was assassinated that the first $1 Federal Reserve notes came out. Prior to that point, $1 bills were silver certificates. And that was the end of the gold and silver for Americans. Then in 1971...
John, would you say that again, the date that happened?
It was about 2 weeks before JFK was assassinated that the very first $1 bill Federal Reserve notes came out.
Okay.
And just to finish our journey through the money here, 1971 was when President Nixon took us off the gold standard. Up to that point, a foreign country could demand payment in gold instead of the paper dollars. And he didn't really have much choice at that point because if he hadn't closed the gold window, we would end up being bankrupt back in the 70s. And since the 1970s, we have been on strictly what's called fiat currency, which means that it's backed by imagination. The official terminology they use is that the dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. And in one respect, that's absolutely true what they're saying, but we have to stop and look. What are they saying? Well, it's backed by faith, which means that you have to believe it has value, and it's backed by the credit of the United States, which is ultimately the taxpayer of the United States. And credit can be denied or withdrawn at any time.
John Reagan, he's giving us a blow-by-blow, step-by-step description of what has happened to our money system. It was sound, and now it's backed by imagination and credit. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dried guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, John Reagan's with us. And John is teaching us about the economy. He's teaching us about what happened starting with the Federal Reserve, through the 1929 stock market crash, then the 1933 confiscation of gold from us, and then through 1965 when President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed the Coinage Act. And we talked about silver certificates. And, John, I'd like to share this with you. I remember back in the 1960s when banks were buying back silver certificates from their customers at the rate of $1.06 to $1.07 per face dollar. Do you remember anything like that?
I remember that being on the news and seeing the lines of people lining up to get their silver.
Yeah, what I mean is, though, that people were trading in their silver certificates for Federal Reserve notes also. And they were getting $1.06 worth or $1.07 worth of Federal Reserve note digits for every silver certificate dollar they turned into the bank. So there was a repurchase of those notes. And there's still silver certificates out there floating around, and even gold certificates. And they're selling at a premium, but not really much. Not really much, because you cannot turn them in to the federal, to the banks for silver or gold. Okay, well, let's continue.
Well, one of the interesting pieces I ran across is in 1914, the first Federal Reserve note had the obligatory clause that read, "This note is receivable by all national and member banks and Federal Reserve banks and for all taxes, customs, and public dues. It is redeemable in gold on demand at the Treasury Department of the United States in the City of Washington, District of Columbia, or in gold or lawful money at any Federal Reserve Bank. That's a whole lot longer than this notice, legal tender for all debts, public and private, but it also kind of begs the question, if a Federal Reserve note is not lawful money, then what is it? It's just an IOU.
That's a really good point, John. Right, and that's a really good point, and I'd like to share this with the class. When I was firing up Expo number one, we just had Expo number five, April 6th and 7th, in Lebanon, Missouri. And when I was firing up Expo number one, I had to post a bond with the state. And so I went to do that, and I decided that instead of me filling out all the information that's required, I decided that I'd better have someone from the government fill it out with me. So this lady and I filled it out. She was very polite and very nice, but, you know, it's government red tape. Well, I filled it out, and she decided that I needed to place a $25 bond on the business to present the expo. And before I went to Springfield from the farm, the 100-and-something-mile round trip, I called and said, what do I need to do? What do I need to bring? And they said, oh, you can just fill this out. And it's going to be, you know, she gave me a money range where, depending on how I fill this out and what declarations I made, the range would be between $25 and more. Well, I went there, and we filled out the forms together. And I was all done, and I said, okay. She said, that'll be $25. And I said, okay, great. Let me write you a check. And she said, oh, no, we can't take a check. I said, okay. All right, that's okay. I've got cash. She said, oh, I'm sorry. We can't take cash. Now we're talking about Federal Reserve notes. I said, wow, really? And she said, no, we can't do that. And I said, well, it's okay. I've got a credit card. And she said, well, I'm sorry, we can't take a credit card. And I said, all right, what's left? She said, money order. I said, why didn't you tell me this in the beginning when I asked you before I came down here and made this over 100-mile round trip to come here? They won't even take cash. So the government doesn't even want to take cash. Now, why is that? I thought it was for all debts, public and private. Well, it doesn't say for bonds. Yep. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. I'm not kidding. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, we always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about the financial state of the union. John, you know, there are people who believe that Franklin Delano Roosevelt's 1933 executive order that outlawed the private ownership of gold in the United States was unconstitutional. And sure. Now, some historians believe that it was the bailout, the government bailout of the Federal Reserve Bank, because at that time, Federal Reserve notes were circulating in the equivalent of, if they were backed, they would have needed to be backed by 20,000 metric tons of gold. So it looks like those Federal Reserve notes were circulating naked in 1933, and that's why. That's why FDR signed the executive order banning the private, outlawing the private ownership of gold. Now, some people would really like to know, and I have a text that I received, and our text line, by the way, is 434-390-7953, 434-390-7953. A number of people, including someone who sent us a text, is asking how many people actually turned in their gold, or how much gold was turned in, or what percentage of gold was turned in. I don't know, and I was unable to find that answer during the break, and I've never heard that answer, and I don't even know if there is an answer. John, what do you think?
I believe it was a pretty high percentage because there were severe penalties for not turning it in.
Yeah, I think it was 10 years or $10,000.
And you'd have to believe that that would be undone at some time in the future to even make it worth your while. So at that point, all you could really do was own gold in the form of jewelry.
Yeah, I don't think people today would be turning in their gold. I think they would just tell the government, we don't have any. We gave it away. We lost it. We sold it. We traded it in for these Federal Reserve notes that are now worthless. I don't think people are willing to turn it in. I think there would be a huge, huge problem that the government would be facing. Now, of course, they're already working on convincing us to turn in our neighbors, see something, say something, see something, say something. Big Sis is doing that, you know, all the time. And even more so with the Boston Marathon bombing massacre. If you see something, say something. And they're going to find it. They're going to find a scapegoat. They're going to find someone who they're going to blame this all on, because the credibility of the government is at stake for that. But I really don't think as many people would be turning in their gold and silver if they were ordered to do so. I just don't think so, because I think they realized what happened the first time. As soon as they turned the gold in. The price of gold went up, and they lost. So it went from $35 to $40 instantly, didn't it, John?
Yeah, they devalued the dollar almost 50% overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. You know, the precedent has been set. You know, they've confiscated it once. If they wanted to, they could try that again. A lot of people believe that junk silver, the coinage that was in circulation from 1964 and earlier, is safe from confiscation. And I would just like to suggest that if the United States is ever forced to go to a one world currency, that would mean that the dollar is no longer legal tender, and that coinage could be declared something that you couldn't own as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the government could probably declare anything it wants as something you can't own, including Freon in your refrigerator, you know, or no, it could be anything. I mean, obviously ammunition. Pretty soon it's probably going to be something that we won't see is copper pennies. I mean, there are some in circulation now. They stopped making them in 1982. They look like copper pennies, but they're, you know, copper clad. I think the penny is going to disappear. The copper penny is going to disappear because people are collecting them and keeping them. And pretty soon we're going to stop minting them, in my opinion.
And but, not long after that, it'll be a nickel.
Yep, that's exactly
the nickel,
right.
You know, we look, 1965, they had to get rid of silver coins because it was apparent that the Federal Reserve notes were not worth what they were printed on. And now we're to the point where the base metal money that we had left over is not even, you know, it's showing that the Federal Reserve notes aren't what they're worth printed on.
John, I know someone who has studied finance and economics at school, and he and I were having a discussion about inflation, and he told me it was a cycle, and it's a natural cycle. And I said, are you kidding me? It's not natural. There's nothing natural about it. It is man-made. The inflation is 100% man-made. It is confiscation of your wealth by the government. What do you think about that?
Now, one of the problems we have, if you go take an economics course at a university, it's probably like a 99.99% chance you're going to be taught Keynesian economics. Look, Keynes was a socialist. You might read online that he was called a progressive, but if you understand what a progressive is just an evolutionary socialist as opposed to a revolutionary socialist. And when you learn about a more sound strategy like Austrian economics, you get a better understanding of how money works. And typically, I think Americans look at inflation as the price of things going up. And the price of things going up is just the symptom. What's actually happening is the value of the money is going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are you saying that, are you in agreement with me that inflation is absolutely positively man-made, or do you disagree?
It comes from devaluing the money supply. It's done by those in control.
So it is man-made, according to you and me. Yeah. Okay. John, in did you want to mention, do you have any thoughts on why President Kennedy was assassinated?
There's a number of thoughts on that. One of them is that he wanted to take control of the money back from the Fed, from what I understand, is something that Abraham Lincoln wanted to do as well, is to bring money back under the government. And it's one of those things like you can look at causes and you can focus on one cause. I think there might have been several causes that led to JFK being assassinated. But I think we can point to the money being one of them.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that's why both President Lincoln and President John Fitzgerald Kennedy were assassinated. Lincoln was offered money at loan by the international bankers, and he decided he could print his own rather than borrow it from them at 30% interest. And the next thing you know, he's dead. And when President JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, wanted to bring back a sound monetary system away from the Federal Reserve, next thing you know, he's dead. So it's pretty serious business when you take on these guys. I'm talking about the international bankers and the Federal Reserve. Well, let's continue on with our discussion about what about a recovery? Is it possible? I keep hearing it's possible. I keep hearing it's underway.
Everything's great. Well, I make a couple of outrageous claims that I back up with the book, and it's kind of the easiest 2 points to remember when you want to try and relay this information to other people. First off, we have a couple of social insurance programs known by the names of Social Security and Medicare. Of the two of those, Medicare is the bigger problem. If it were just Social Security, we might possibly be able to find a way out of the mess. But when you add it all together, it's just a mountain. Now, there's three numbers I can give you for what we need to pay those programs. One is from the Financial Report of the United States, which says that it would take over $70 trillion to handle the unfunded liabilities of those programs. Mm-hmm. If you look at U.S. debt clock, it's going to tell you that we need over $120 trillion. It's probably a more realistic number that is based off of what's printed in the trustee reports for the assumptions of what the economy is going to do. What is in the Financial Report of the United States, the auditors don't even sign off on. They say the last time they had a number acceptable by accounting standards was 2009. There's also a professor from Boston College that does an update every year using the alternative scenario from the Congressional Budget Office. And using those more realistic numbers, the unfunded liabilities would be $222 trillion. That increased $11 trillion last year alone. So I make the outrageous claim that in order to fix our social insurance programs, It would take more than all the money in the world. And if you have a solution, you know, please let me know, because it's your civic duty for one thing, and two, it probably would earn you the Nobel Prize. There is just, you know, simply, you know, just mathematically, there's no way out of it. And certainly all the money in the world is a whole lot more than all the money the United States has. And even if you had all the money, then you have another problem. These numbers that we just talked about, you know, whether you use the 70 trillion, the 120 trillion, or the 220 trillion, there's two words we left out, present value. And we'll discuss that when we get back from the break.
John Reagan, USAPrepares.com instructor, has been with us since the beginning. Comes to all the meetups. He's been at all the expos. He presents a seminar on the financial state of the union. It's true. We're not getting out of this. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps, without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey, class, we're back. And John Reagan's with us. And he mentioned that there's not enough money in the world to pay our liabilities. And he talked about something called the present value of money. That's the time value of money. And a way to think about this, a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. Why? Because you can invest the dollar today, and you could have more with that investment tomorrow. John Reagan, you were talking about the present value of money and why we can't pay our liabilities.
So, like I say, whichever number you choose, let's just pick the $120 trillion, that's not what we would need in order to pay the benefits. That's how much money we would need in the bank today earning interest in order to pay the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And every year that we don't have that amount of money in the bank, that adds the interest that we would have earned onto that amount. So that's why we tend to see these figures jump by at least 5% every year. I went ahead and pulled up the CIA World Factbook. It gives the statistics on the stock of money and credit and market value of publicly traded shares. So there's two categories of money. One is the stock of narrow money. One is the stock of broad money. To kind of make it simple, narrow money is basically what you think of as cash. Broad money is everything that's a short-term depository account where you can go get your money out very quickly. If you use the broadest definition there, currently, or at least at the end of 2012, it's estimated there was almost $82 trillion in broad money. That's nowhere near $120 trillion, and certainly nowhere near the more realistic number of $222 trillion. And if we look at narrow money, actual cash, that was about $27 trillion. And then there's the other problem of, even if there was enough money in the United States to pay for that, what would you invest it in? There's, at the end of 2011, there was only $47 trillion worth of publicly traded shares. You'd need three times that amount just to get to the $120 trillion number. So we've got multiple layers of problems here. First, we don't have enough money. Second, we don't have enough places to invest it in.
And that, and John, that's a huge problem. The lack of places to invest our money is because we're losing businesses also, isn't it? I mean, we used to be the manufacturing, design, an intellectual capital of the world. Not anymore.
And that's a good segue into gross domestic product. This is the total amount of goods and services that we produce in the United States, and it's I need to talk about another indicator called gross national income. In theory, the two are the same. In actuality, they end up being a few hundred billion dollars difference. So when we talk about one, we can pretty much talk about the other.
Okay.
Currently, according to U.S. Debt Clock, our GDP is about $15.6 trillion. Now, part of the problem with that is you have to understand how the government considers GDP. If you have a home that you've bought, you've paid off the mortgage, you don't pay a dime for anything but for taxes and upkeep. They actually say that your contribution to the GDP is what you would pay for rent for your house. And you consider how many millions of people are in that situation. That's just billions and billions of dollars added to the GDP. That's not real transactions going on.
John Reagan, you're talking about me. You're talking about I don't owe anybody anything for anything other than what I've charged on my credit card this month. That's all I owe. I don't owe for my cars. I don't owe for the farm. I don't owe for the tractors. Nothing. So you're talking about me. John Reagan, Ben Finelli, USAPreparedUs.com. We're talking about the financial state of the union. We're in a lot of trouble, class. We're in a lot of trouble. John Reagan's going to be back for hour number two, and we're going to continue the discussion about the financial state of the union. Please, don't touch that dial.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.